A book containing faces and the things these faces do and say and think. That is how I would describe Facebook and most of the other social media outlets and platforms people are using to inform others of their actions, thoughts, and opinions. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points as I try to highlight the important aspects of yesterday's message, the Facebook of life. The concept of Facebook, or a book of faces, isn't something new. The Bible teaches us God has books of faces containing the works of men long before Mark Zuckerberg or any other entrepreneur had the idea of capitalizing on the lack of and need for social interaction between people. The big difference between God's book of faces and these here and now is that we decide when and what to post and what our pages say about us. We have no such control in God's books. We can't post anything ourselves nor take anything down. God is in complete control, and we can't argue about what's on our pages. Jesus told his disciples to rejoice more over the fact that their names were written in heaven, or as I put it, God's Facebook of life. Of all the books one's name and face can appear, there is no better place than in God's book of life. For the Bible teaches us that if our name is not there, we shall be cast into a lake of fire. Our actions, thoughts, and motivations are being recorded or posted in the appropriate book or books God has ordained for that purpose. One of these books will contain posts of what we did for Jesus. Any act such as giving, singing, witnessing, teaching, preaching, or any other thing done in the name of Jesus and for him doesn't necessitate a post in what we did for Jesus' book of faces. The qualifier is motivation for our deeds and acts. Spirit and truth is how Jesus said we must worship God. Therefore, when a person worships God in spirit and truth, he or she does not do things in order for something to be posted about them. But things are posted because they serve God in spirit and truth. The motivation for our giving, teaching, preaching, witnessing, singing, praying, ushering, our service of any kind, and so much more is what matters and determines in which book our works will be recorded or posted. What is being posted in your What I Did for Jesus book? Finally, we have the opportunity to use Facebook and all social media as a platform or tool to help build community and relationship for the people of God while keeping to a minimum any promotion of ourselves. We have been charged with carrying the gospel to the ends of the world. Facebook and other social media platforms are helping to make that possible without stepping foot outside the United States. We should start in the church to organize around building communities of truth and righteousness based upon the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I invite believers everywhere to take advantage of these Book of Faces tools to help build and strengthen Christian communities where people can find truth, love, friendship, action, support, and purpose for our lives and that of others, and in the end, find our names written in heaven in God's Facebook of life. Well, thanks for listening. We will be in revival all this week, and we hope you will be able to come join us. Be sure to catch our Sunday school preview that will be appearing later on this week. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.